The Patriotically Correct Radio Show is on Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, every single day right here, iHeartRadio. The station is Mojo 50. Find our Exploding Rumble channel. We're on YouTube. We are in Cloud Hub. We are on the OpsLens app. Make sure that you go download that thing. Broadcasting live for now on Twitter, on the OpsLens page, as well as Facebook, as long as they will allow us to hang out there. You know, we're telling a lot of truth over here. So don't be surprised when we start getting deplatformed, but you can also always go see us at redvoicemedia.com. That is where the truth lives. Speaking of the truth, yesterday, Carlos Cortez Jr. told us some truth. You said that this inflation thing was coming. Now, today looks like the CPI index came out. Inflation is rising. Just talked about it. Cost of goods going up. Tell us what we have going on.
Hey, thanks, Stu, for having me on. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's what America voted for, right?
Of course.
All those people that voted for Biden, this is a basic byproduct of just printing money.
Yesterday, an unprecedented amount of people. More votes than Hillary Clinton got, by the way. More black votes than Barack Obama got. And it was obvious that he was going to win by the booming huge crowds of 37 or 38 members of the press corps and his staff at every single one of his events. I mean, it was consistent.
Hey, and the Latino vote in Florida.
Remember? He was really going to, because Trump was such a huge racist. And the Latinos just absolutely hated him because, you know, he wanted national security, he wanted borders, and he wanted safety in the neighborhoods where our kids walk on their way to school or where they play outside instead of MS-13 gangbangers allowed to just infiltrate our streets with no resistance whatsoever. How dare he? What a racist bigot. Anyways, I digress. You were right about yesterday. Cost of goods, you were saying that milk is going to go up, gas is going to go up. This is what we voted for. What else is going on? I mean, listen. Carlos Cortez Jr., by the way, the founder of Cortez Wealth Management. Now, he's in the Sunshine State down in Florida where Ron DeSantis is at, believes in freedom, no mask mandates down there. They're wide open for business. So if you're looking for a place to start a business, Florida is open. Get to Florida, right?
Yes.
Now, you don't have to be in Florida to do business with Cortez Wealth Management. You're a sponsor on the show, a title sponsor. We're hoping soon. We got to talk to your people over there and get them to come off of these bucks. But you know what? He's going to proudly do so. And you know why? Because the amount of response that Carlos Cortez Jr. has received after coming on this show for the first time has just been absolutely amazing, because he's getting so many phone calls. And then once you talk to Carlos and he makes sense and he really does care about your financial future, because he's not one of these, you know, let me get into this business and make a bunch of money and then get out of it. You know, I don't know what I'm doing. You're in kind of the business where there's so many fiduciaries that are in business today, out of business tomorrow. But your business is going like this because you're honest and you're filled with integrity and you're open about your patriotism and you're a God-fearing person who truly does care for his clients. And that's why the people that call you, that hear about you on this program, are signing up to do their business with you. They're moving their money over to you, and you're busier than hell. Hey, I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry.
No, I appreciate that. You know, so I'm just kind of sounding an alarm like I did yesterday. You know, as we speak on this later on in the upcoming days and weeks, I'll talk about taxation, kind of the Social Security trap that we have going on with your IRAs and 401ks. But for now, just kind of want to emphasize inflation. I mean, inflation's consumer price index. With the consumer price index, when Congress determines your COLA adjustment for Social Security, they actually take petroleum and cost of foods out of the consumer price index, and then they give you your COLA adjustment. So what this actually means is, if you're on a fixed income and milk does go to $7 a gallon, organic milk, the regular milk, you know, what they pump all that stuff in, you probably were looking at $3.50 to $4 a gallon now just for a regular steroid milk. Bread, eggs, you name it, everything's going to go up. What's going to happen is all those costs are going to be absorbed by the business owner because their cost is higher. And so the end user, which is a client or the customer, the consumer will actually have to pay. And so the business owner doesn't have enough money to pay their employees because their cost is going up as well. So jobs will be lost. There's something called the expansion that has to happen, or equilibrium. So basically the economy has to work itself out in the equilibrium, and it's an adjustment. It is good when it's natural inflation, but I'm talking about hyperinflation. So how that affects our listeners, many calls have been coming to my office saying, oh, yeah, I'm safe. I'm in bonds. I'm in an 80-20 portfolio. Well, newsflash here, if your advisor is not calling you and adjusting your portfolio to a rising inflation rate, you would actually lose a lot of money in your safe investments called the bond market. The bond market is at an all-time high. It is going to come crashing down once we have just a hint of inflation. Today, this morning at 8:30, the CPI numbers came out Eastern, and it's going up 0.4% on the CPI, which correlates with inflation. So be ready for higher gas prices. Be ready for higher cost of goods. You need to allocate your money that is safe into a de-risk yourself from a rising inflation rate. Don't be in income funds. Don't be in any type of bonds right now. Right now is not the time to do so. You need to have a tactical and proactive approach. You can contact my office if you're interested in learning how we prepare for market corrections and rising inflation, market correction and bond markets. A lot of things going on top of taxation and Social Security. I'm here to educate all of our listeners, and I'm more than happy, and I appreciate you having me on the show.
It doesn't surprise me that you were right. You've been right about a couple of things. I mean, every time that you've made a call, it's happened, from the GameStop thing to the inflation thing, and it's all happening. What doesn't surprise me, in addition to you being right again, is that this is happening. Yeah. Biden told us exactly what it was that he was going to do, and it's happening. It doesn't surprise me at all. So don't be surprised when you get great service from Cortez Wealth Management. Give them a call, 813-448-3446, or get online, CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com, CortezWM.com. And let's see here. We have Representative Paul Gosar was supposed to be here today. Something came up, so he's rescheduled for tomorrow. Oh, and it looks like the police commissioner has bailed too. But amazing conversation. Something going on with the national anthem and the NBA.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me at all. PC Radio starts right now.
The enemy of progressive politicians and politically correct assholes. PC Radio. Worldwide at thepcradioshow.com.
And there are a lot of them out there, let me tell you. And speaking of which, I haven't watched an NBA basketball game for over 2 years. The struggling daycare for criminal thugs that supported a Marxist organization, you know, and painted their courts, sewed insignia on their jerseys, and created an entire online store supporting the communist agenda of a political corporation called Black Lives Matter, remember? You know, the same corporation known for burning your city to the ground, responsible for burning your local deli, destroying it, your neighborhood market, your corner prescription drugstore closing permanently, making it impossible for impoverished citizens of the inner city, mainly minority folks, specifically black people, to go shopping for milk, diapers, get medicine for their kids or elderly parents, destroying their city blocks while they burned and looted everything. Assaulted police officers and innocent, ordinary, everyday Americans just trying to make their way day to day. Their ratings and viewership, along with in-person attendance, plummeted. Rightfully, they suffered because the majority of common-sense Americans saw where the real racism, oppression, and hate was coming from. They don't support it. And the majority of NBA fans are hardworking, blue-collar, tax-paying, good people that save for like an entire quarter to be able to take their kid to a game, have a hot dog and cheer. Mom and dad or grandma and grandpa, the local youth basketball coach that organizes these outings, most likely didn't tell these innocent kids with impressionable minds and ears that most of those that they looked up to were gun-toting, drunk-driving, spousal-abusing, gang-banging, criminal felons. Because maybe future generations could lead the sport upward after being able to overcome a fatherless home, for example, and make their way for themselves so they could use their platform for positive influence and the testimony for God's work. We all know this fish tank guy from Dallas. What's his name?
Mark Cuban.
Mark Cuban, yeah, the slick-haired, slimy, deal-making, arrogant parasite. Richard, Mark Cuban, is that what it is?
That's his name.
Mark Cuban, that's him. The fraud. The guy that was accused of selling off 600,000 shares of stock in an internet search company after gaining inside information. The slime bag that allowed for numerous instances of sexual harassment to take place in the Mavericks organization. And his only response was, I don't have an explanation. Well, of course you don't, Mark Cuban. You don't have an explanation because you don't have a moral compass. You don't have a shred of integrity, and you couldn't care less about anyone other than Mark Cuban. You're an empty soul. You should repent immediately and come to grips with the fact that good people aren't made by their money. And your money can't buy you a moral compass either. The $10 million you gave to women's groups in an attempt to shove the exploitation of women under the rug, it isn't good enough. Richard, this guy is now banning the national anthem from all Mavericks home games. Seriously.
Disgusting.
Totally disgusting. Now, since the 1800s, the Star Spangled Banner, Richard, has become the official recognition that an event is about to begin. And why? Why do you suppose that is? Could it be because we all recognize that without the ultimate sacrifice of death made by brave men and women that came before us, that your ability to earn millions of dollars to play kids' games would have never been a thought? Why don't you start up a professional sports team in a country that's less racist, you know, more free, you know, a place without oppression like, say, China? Or how about Syria or Venezuela? Why don't you go there and then opine freely about how their flag is a piece of trash and then sell tickets to your dog and pony show? Don't forget, Mark Cuban isn't against killing babies either. Yeah, this is the guy that was asked about innocent child murder, and the best answer he could come up with was that he thinks morality should be left to each individual. Who the hell are you to speak on morality? When he was asked about abortion, he said, quote, "Is it something that I would do? Well, that's up to me. Is it something that you would do? Well, that's up to you. That's just the way it should be." This is just another indication of how out of touch these radical anti-American terrorist sympathizers are. Speaking on whether it's, quote, "something you would or wouldn't do," it isn't relevant, Cuban, because it isn't something you could do. You can't carry a baby, you freaking moron. Maybe because you aren't a woman? But we already know about the respect that you have for women. Just shove a few bucks in their face and you can get away with doing or saying anything you want to or about them as you objectify women like a Satanist aristocrat. Up to you. Really? What about that little innocent baby? Is it up to them? You can't find a lower piece of garbage than a guy like this Mark Cuban, Richard. And you know what? I pray that every single veteran in this country goes and finds Mark Cuban and personally tells him how they feel about the disrespect of our country and its service members that he's showing as he disgraces the very song, the moving anthem, the 2 minutes of goosebumps and chills that are caused by the patriotic symbolization of every single individual liberty and freedom that this communist traitor and spineless, gutless sack of trash enjoys.
Where is everyone?
Pringles Original. Barbecue. Pizza. The barbecue pizza stack.
Look, we're saved.
Hey.
We're going home.
Hey.
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno.
Branch! Ik rede goed, stak hem!
Endless flavors to stack. Enjoy carefully.
Their mama's always told them they'd never amount to anything.
You know what? I am going to ground you for 3 months.
Yeah, they were right.
Why doesn't anybody ever
live? Stuart and Richard. Radio is on.
Yeah, we're back. And Mark Cuban, the traitor, the feckless, spineless, gutless snake that he is, just really upsets me, man, because I know what you've been through. Look at my flag's all crooked now. We've got all kinds of stuff.
You were elevated.
Bro. I was elevated. I was a little elevated. Yes, I was really in the spirit right there, I guess. But, you know, guys like you who signed up to make the ultimate sacrifice, right? And in your case, you didn't die, but you were blown out. You have lifelong effects, side effects. You have to deal with things for the rest of your life, you know, that are equally as detrimental as anybody else. And when you sign up, Richard, you realize that you could go die in some POS country, right? In a pile of spent shell casings. It's what you sign up for. It's the ultimate form of patriotism.
The risk is worth it.
Right. And that's what you're saying. You're saying that the freedom of my fellow Americans, the future generations, my kids, my grandkids, my grandkids' grandkids, it's worth it.
Yeah.
You realize that freedom isn't free. You realize that the cost of freedom is death. And to disrespect the flag and the national anthem in a way that this Mark Cuban, out-of-touch, communist slime bag imbecile is doing, it does get me elevated. Since this has all come about, the NBA is requiring now that all teams do play the national anthem before games. NBA Chief Communications Officer Mike Bass released a statement just a little while ago, the day after Cuban said that he had no plans to play the national anthem at future home games. Bass says, quote, with NBA teams now in the process of welcoming back fans into their arenas, all teams will play the national anthem in keeping with longstanding league policy. Now, remember the Black Lives Matter stuff that was painted all over the courts that I alluded to? It was on their jerseys. It was on their shoes. It was on their headbands. It was in their, they had a full BLM store that they were
tattoos
offering.
Tattoos even.
Tattoos. Yeah. Well, the league came out just a while ago, maybe a couple of months ago, and said, we're going to be removing this stuff. We're not going to do this again next season. Well, you think maybe it was because of your plummeting ratings? You try to take a stand on something and you try to weigh in on something. If you're going to do it, then stick to it. That is what courage is, right? But these people, they don't know anything about courage. That what runs these people is the almighty dollar, the compliance and the just money. That's it. And their fortune and fame and their platforms and all these other nonsense things that they cannot take to the grave with them. They cannot take them into the afterlife with them. So,
well, you know, hold on a second. The fact that the NBA has a policy, that there's a policy anywhere in this country to play the national anthem before your employees go out and do their job. The fact that that's a policy is absolutely appalling.
Why is that? I think it's a great thing. I mean, there's no policy at the Twin Cities apprehension team that we start every day with the national anthem, but now I think I might do that.
There shouldn't be. Shouldn't be a policy.
Why?
We should just be doing it because we honor the sacrifice that was made for this country to be what it is.
Okay.
And for anybody to stand up and say, well, we're just not going to do it. And then when your boss tells you, well, the policy is that you do it. Okay, well, we're good with it. That's absolute BS.
Well, I see what you're saying now. Okay, so that there has to be a policy in order to do it. Well, that's fine. I get that. I get what
Ridiculous.
You're saying. So Cuban, being the real, courageous guy who's going to make a statement, was approached after Bass said that, we're going to do this. We're going to stick by our policy. And Cuban's statement to the New York Times was, quote, yeah, we're good with it. Well, you know why you're good with it? Because you don't stand for anything. So, of course, you don't stand for the flag. Of course, you don't stand for the national anthem. You don't stand for dinner. You don't stand for a woman. You don't hold the door for women. I'm sure that the last time you helped somebody carry their groceries is, if ever, was before you can conceivably possibly remember. You objectify women. You grope them. You sexually harass them. You're an insider traitor. You're a criminal fraud. And you're a worthless piece of crap. That's what you are. And so you don't stand for anything when you're a worthless piece of crap. I hope that Mark Cuban finds God. I really do, because he could do so many good things. With all the money that he has, he could do a lot of really, really good things. And I don't mean using $10 million to buy off or silence women from coming forward by trying. See, this is what it is, Richard. These people come out here, like Mark Cuban, for example, and the list goes on. I mean, he's just one example of so many that I could probably bring up here that we know. We know when we look at them. We know who they are. They're pieces of trash, right? But this is what they think. They're so out of touch that they feel like their money can just buy them salvation. And so when they can throw money at anything to extinguish a fire, right? And the only objective there, the only purpose for the money and the reason that they throw it at the fire is to save what? Their own asses. Mm-hmm. And it's for no good. It's throwing bad money at bad things and trying to save their own asses. So I'm done on the Mark Cuban thing, but I will say that
the whole NBA thing really chaps my ass. I'll tell you the truth, man. I would love to stand in front of this guy and just give him a piece of my mind. I just don't understand it. It's so upsetting. It's maddening that something like this is even makes news. Mm-hmm. Why is he even getting the attention for being an idiot?
Yeah. Well, look at everybody else that the news puts on their programs. They're all idiots. They're all fake. They're all phony. They're all idiots. It's all propaganda. It's all fake. The scientists, the pundits, it's all fake. We've been through this, and Mark Cuban fits that agenda. That's why he's on the Fishbowl show and, you know, buying things and selling things or whatever those fish do. You know, and the NBA, I'm gonna say this. They're no better. They were out here making a stand about this political corporation, this for-profit, Marxist-owned, Soros-funded group of domestic terrorists, Black Lives Matter. And look, it bit them in the ass, and now they're doing away with it because they're running towards the money, running away from the controversy, running towards the money. America spoke and said, we don't like that. We're not watching your stuff. We're not buying your jerseys. We're not going to your games before the plandemic was here. We're not going to your games. None of that. Screw it. We're out of here. And they went, whoa, we shouldn't have done that. Well, now the NBA is looking at Mark Cuban like, whoa, don't do that. You can't take a stand on social issues like this. But the fact that the flag is a social issue absolutely blows my mind.
Ridiculous.
That's the part of what you were saying that I now understand where you were going with that.
Thank you.
But I am going to make it a policy.
Okay.
Before every show here, we are going to stand and look at each other in the cameras, and we are going to sing the Star Spangled Banner, led by Richard Leonard. Maybe when we come back from break, Richard Leonard will be singing the Star Spangled Banner. More PC Radio in 60 seconds. You won't believe what Nancy Pelosi is up to. My God.
We will force votes.
We will not stop.
Any Republican senator is part of the cover-up.
What the f***?
Impeachment.
This is madness.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
Intern boy was in here over the weekend, last weekend, messing with some things, and there's weird different stuff going on my screen now, stuff that I haven't seen before. You push buttons, you expect certain things to happen, and they don't happen. But one thing that you can always expect to happen is to get a quality piece of jewelry from Johnson. Johnson Jewelers is a proud sponsor here on the Patriotically Correct radio show that we do every single day, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. iHeartRadio, the station is Mojo 50, also broadcasting live on the Ops Lens Network. Make sure that you go and download that thing. You can find us on the Exploding Rumble account. We're on Clout Hub channel 200. Let's see, we have a YouTube channel. Just search Stu Peters anywhere and you'll find us. I don't know why it's got to be all about me. If you search Richard Leonard, you're going to find pictures of Nancy Pelosi, which we're going to get into momentarily. You won't believe what she is up to. Now, I will say, though, that what you're up to right now is trying to figure out the best place for you to do business with a jeweler. And no matter where you are, whether you're in Toledo, Ohio, the great state of Texas, I can't wait till they do the Texit, by the way, and get out of here. Texas is leading by example, and I can't wait to move to the great Republic of Texas. If they do it, I'm picking up my family, and I'm out of here. No more for me. I don't know, though. I guess that would be giving up. I'm not going to ever renounce my citizenship of America. I will fight. I will fight. I will fight. I will fight. And Johnson Jewelers will fight to keep your business by creating the highest quality jewelry, and it's all custom jewelry, whether it's a watch, a ring, a pendant, an anklet, a necklace, earrings, a crest. The list goes on and on. What's that thing that you put on your thing? You know, you button it up here.
A brioche brooch.
I thought that's what you got on a sandwich. I thought that was the bread.
The brooch.
Okay.
For your blouse.
Isn't that the... All right. Johnson Jewelers. Visit them online.
I digress.
JohnsonJewelers.com. JohnsonJewelers.com. That's JohnsonJewelers.com. Having a little bit of fun here. I did promise everybody that we were going to bring the Congressman, Representative Paul Gosar from the 4th District of Arizona on today. Some things came up with the Congressman, and so he will be on tomorrow. Unequivocally, 100% tomorrow afternoon, we will be joined by Representative Paul Gosar. See, now that I've said unequivocally guaranteed 100%, something's going to happen. Also, we had the 40th commissioner of the New York City Police Department, Bernie Carrick, was supposed to join us today, and he got caught on a plane. Snakes on a plane. I don't know. There's some bad juju going on with the PC radio show today and the guest bookings. I hope... And by the way, if you were considering being a guest on this program, we don't want you to think that that's a curse in any way. Your plane will be fine. I promise. We'll get you on. Nancy Pelosi is up to some shenanigans, Richard. What's going on?
Well, there's a lot of things going on. But the one thing that really kind of stuck out at me was her intention to impeach Candace Owens.
Oh.
So that she can't run for office, because Candace Owens doesn't think like an African American in America should think.
What? This is something that the speaker actually said. My goodness. So now black people are supposed to think in a certain way. In which way would that be, I wonder? This is not surprising to me. That is the most frustrating part of the ordeal that we are living and seeing on a daily basis today, is that these words from Nancy Pelosi don't surprise me at all. A black person should think a certain way, and Candace Owens doesn't think that way. I believe I saw here on the screen just now, and forgive me as I'm looking away here, but I'm trying to read up on the story that Richard... I'm making sure that Richard is not spreading dis or misinformation as propaganda on this show. This appears to be real. The speaker actually did say this, and she said that Candace Owens is a dangerous woman. The way that she thinks is dangerous. Because she's a constitutionalist that believes in the framework of this country. She believes that black people should be able to stand up on their own too, just like anybody else, and beat the adversity that comes to them based on their strength in God, the strength that they find in themselves, and be held accountable for their own actions. That is really dangerous. You know who it's dangerous for? It's dangerous for progressive radical communists like Nancy Pelosi, because then they can't control the minds and brains and actions of these people. They can't gain power through compliance, because they can't force them to their knees like they're trying to do in all of these ghettos, in all of these democratically controlled cesspools of crime and corruption, Chicago, Detroit, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, San Diego, San Francisco, Oregon, and Portland. Seattle, Minneapolis. I said that because your friend from southern Minnesota, remember him? What's his name? The rapist guy, the child rapist. That's how he pronounces it.
Chaz Neal.
Yeah.
Minneapolis.
Right? Yeah. I'm not giving that guy any more attention. I didn't want to mention his name, but now he got a shout out here. People are going to go look for him. Anyways, so this is the problem, is that Nancy Pelosi is the one that finds the danger, because it endangers her platform. It endangers her agenda and the agenda of the radicals that have hijacked this Democratic Party. Candace Owens is an extremely strong woman who, by the way, inspires many young African-American and black kids to do things that they wouldn't normally do without the words of Candace Owens and people like her. These are the people that we need. Look at Larry Elder, points out the fact that, no, systemic racism is not the issue here. The issue is fatherless homes in the black community, right? And he's got... there's nobody more well-versed and more studied than Larry Elder. And if you are a person out there that says, you know, Black Lives Matter, I'm the first guy to say you're right, they do. But I am not going to support this political corrupt organization funded by Marxist millionaires like George Soros to bring terror to the streets of our country and divide us from one another as they attempt to conquer and take over and topple an entire political system that we've had here since our liberation in 1776. That I won't stand by anybody that's attempting to do that. I don't care what you call yourself or how you try to frame it and bring it to me like you're trying to appeal to my good nature. Everybody, for the most part, Richard, no matter what community you go to, whether it's in Minneapolis or St. Paul or, you know, in your neighborhoods, whatever city or state you're in, you can all agree with me, and Richard, I think you would, that people, but for the most part, are genuinely good, right?
Yes.
The majority of people, right. Even in the most dangerous parts of every city, the majority of the people there are good people. How did Joe the Cop put it for us? The minority of the majority, or no. Yes, the minority of the minority screwing it up for the majority of the minority. And that is exactly right. So when you go to the south side of Chicago, the south side of Chicago is completely out of control. They call it Chirac, right? People are dying there. Black-on-black violence and gun crimes. And by the way, the country's most gun-controlled city in the nation. Gun laws don't work. Don't buy into that. That's a big lie. It's fake, just like everything else that these liberal Democrats do. It's to control you through legislation, and to take power away from you. The ability to defend yourself is a power that you are constitutionally afforded. Second Amendment. It isn't gone yet. Arm up. But these people... where was I going with this now? This Nancy Pelosi thing. I don't know where I was going with this.
You said a lot of stuff, brother.
I did. Let's get back to this Pelosi thing.
Yeah.
Larry Elder and Candace Owens there are many... Oh, the good people. The good people. The south side of Chicago, right? Although there's an unprecedented amount of deadly encounters happening there, the majority of the people that live there are victimized by the circumstance that they are entrapped in every single day. But they are good people. They work hard. They go to work or they take care of their kids. There's a lot of single moms on the south side of Chicago. That's just the way that it is. And I'm not here to care about your feelings. I'm here to tell you the facts and the truth. And that's what the truth is. But anyway, well, back to
There's how many people have we come across, you and I, in our travels and the work that we do, in all these impoverished, if you want to call it impoverished ghettos or the hood or whatever, that have always said, hey, man, thanks for what you do. Or how many times have we been in a suburb and been offered a piece of barbecue chicken hot off the grill? And we're walking around in plate carriers with badges and guns and all kinds of stuff looking for fugitives. It is in North Minneapolis where you walk down the street or walk up to a house and the neighbor's like, hey, man, come over here. Have a piece of chicken. Who are you looking for? How can I help you? Get that POS off of our street. Get him out of our neighborhood.
Yeah. Do you wish to defund the police? No. Why the hell would I want to do that? I just lost two friends and a cousin last week to gun violence up here. We need the police. What do I look like?
It's crazy.
Nancy Pelosi is telling black people how they should think now, and we're going to impeach. So the unprecedented impeachment, the illegal charade, the distraction, the, hey, look over here at this thing, because we're trying to take the attention off of all the corrupt criminal activity that we're responsible for over here. That's what this impeachment is all about, is taking the attention away from the Biden crime family, which, by the way, we'll discuss that later. Where is the FBI on that? I'm going to ask Congressman Paul Gosar about that, you know, because everybody wants to come at him on this sedition thing. We'll talk sedition. If you really want to talk sedition, we will do that with the congressman tomorrow. But Nancy Pelosi is telling black people how they should think now. Just another indication that the real plantation exists inside of the Democratic Party, and black people still have not really escaped the shackles and the bonds of slavery from Democrats if they're still voting for them. These are the people that come out and talk to them only every 3.5 years, every 4 years during an election cycle, and promise them that we're going to give you this, give you this, give you this. You know why? Because then they're not inspired to go do something for themselves.
It's all political theater, Stu, all of it. It's all BS. Instead of focusing on putting our kids back in school, getting Americans back to work, instead of focusing on the important things that need to be done in this country for us to move forward from a scamdemic and from a stolen election or whatever you want to call all that crap, instead of focusing on that, we're focused on impeaching a woman who all she did was go on Twitter and say, well, maybe I'll run for president. So, and now she's some terrorist. They're going to put her in Guantanamo Bay because she's a black woman that doesn't think that black people are oppressed.
Is President Donald Trump an elected representative? No, he's a private citizen.
Not anymore.
Impeaching a private citizen this week, this weak and feckless Congress, or excuse me, both Congress and now the Senate, have proven that they don't care about the laws. They don't care about the Constitution. They don't care about any of that. They're going to go on with this charade, and this shameful Senate for allowing this to continue is absolutely mind-boggling to me. We need to get these rhinos out of there. We need, and these people need to be held just as equally as accountable as these leftist Democratic hijacked party of socialist communists, okay? And all the other adjectives that you can possibly think of to describe their Satanist ways. But Nancy Pelosi is the epitome of all of the evil. Now, Richard, you would know, because here you are. I came across this gem, and this is you on the speaker's balcony, it would appear, with Nancy Pelosi. Looks like you were looking at her. Well, anyway, looks like you were looking
She's
at her
short.
In a very endearing way. Yep, you're looking down on her. What was this all about? What brought you to this glorious occasion? You're hugging the enemy.
Well, she was the she was the poster of the face of a program that was called the Wounded Warrior Project that the Congress gave, or still does to this day, gives wounded and disabled veterans a 2-year fellowship to work with a member of Congress. And so this picture here was taken on the day that the program was officially celebrated and announced. I was the ninth. The ninth of, I think there was 11 of us there. And there was a big celebration and a press conference and all this other stuff about how Nancy Pelosi was really giving back to the veterans and giving them an opportunity to work in government. And it was all a dog and pony show. What I think is that she had nothing to do with it. She just happened to be the Speaker of the House at the time. And, you know, Stu, I'm very grateful to have had that opportunity to work for a member of Congress, to see how it works, to get some experience and some culture about how our government operates, and then also have a part in that. Some years before that, when I was standing in the desert over in some country, I never thought that I would be there. And so for me, it was a very humbling, exciting experience to be on the speaker's balcony. It would have been better if there was a different, maybe Newt Gingrich or something at the time. But I'm not proud of embracing Nancy Pelosi.
Well, I think you should be proud. And I don't think that, the person that she is has no bearing on the person that you are. And that Correct. Is the message that I believe Candace Owens delivers. Trump is a citizen. He shouldn't be able to be impeached. Now we're just going to start impeaching everybody that we don't agree with. They're going to watch this radio show, or, you know, watch this podcast, listen to our live radio show on iHeartRadio today. And the next thing you know, Nancy Pelosi is going to want to impeach Stu Peters and Richard Leonard.
Great.
yeah. All right. Okay. But I have aspirations, and I think you do too. You were talking school board, and I'm talking, president of everything, everywhere. President of the world. So, listen, I don't think you should be ashamed of this whatsoever. What I think the person that should be ashamed is Nancy Pelosi. And this is what Candace Owens is saying. You are not what the Speaker of the House dictates you are going to be. And you are not to think the way that the Speaker of the House says that you are supposed to think. You are your own person, no matter the color of your skin, religion, color, creed, or anything else. No matter what you believe in, you are your own person. You are able to make the choices for yourself under the direction of God, or if you're not a God-fearing person, I hope you go find him. But listen, don't be ashamed of that, and don't be ashamed of being on the speaker's balcony, because you were there based on the sacrifice that you signed up to make in the United States Army and by serving a member of Congress and doing your patriotic duty to this country. As we continue, what do we have here? I forget now. I don't know. What is this now?
We'll find it.
Yes. School openings and the ambitious agenda of the Biden regime. Talk to you about that shortly.
Coming at you.
We will force votes.
We will not stop. Any Republican senator is part of the cover-up.
What the f***?
Impeachment.
This is madness.
The PC Radio Show with Stu and Rich. Back in a minute.
I want to talk to you really quickly about Verve Forever. Now, Verve is a veteran-owned company, an American patriotic-owned company, a CBD company. If you didn't know about CBD, then you were a lot like me. I'm a poet and don't know it. No, seriously, though. CBD is a thing that it's big on the scene right now, Richard. There's a lot of people that are using this thing, and anywhere that you go, you see signs for CBD. You see them at grocery stores even, corner stores, drug stores, chiropractic offices. There are farms on the middle of nowhere. You and I were together. We passed one the other day. CBD sold here. These are naturalistic, holistic cannabinoids, right? That's what this is. They build up in your system, and these things allow you, they're natural. So it's not like a chemical. It's not like being prescribed a medicine by some quack doctor over at the VA, the suffering, terrible VA. It's not like that. You know, these doctors, these shrinks and everybody else, they want to address everything by giving you chemicals. Poisons for your body that alter the chemical makeup of your brain, the way that your body works. It's not natural. It's not the way that it is supposed to work. Not downing people that are on medication by any means, but if you are and you wish to try something different, I'm thinking that CBD is the thing that you should try, because it's done miraculous things for me. I will tell you that before, when I was ignorant to CBD, I was under a big misconception about this stuff, but there's a lot of research that you can do, and you can do that by going to the PCRadioshow.com and clicking on the Verve link. Verve does a really good job of explaining exactly what CBD can help you with. Off the top of my head, I can name a few things: anxiety, stress, post-traumatic stress, PTSD, ADHD. If you have a kid that's suffering with this stuff, I'm telling you, it's done great things for my son. And then pain, physical pain, my shoulder pain. Richard, you have knee pain and back pain. My neighbor down the street who's elderly, she suffers from knee problems. She used some of that topical cream that Verve has, and she's now a huge fan, and she's on the Verve whatever list it is where you get auto shipped, and she's loving that stuff. And I'm telling you right now, Verve Forever is the highest quality CBD at the most affordable prices. It's also veteran owned. So if you're doing CBD business with somebody else and you enjoy CBD, that's great. But if you're not doing CBD business with a company that is veteran and patriotic American owned, then trash those people and check out Verve Forever. That information can be found on our website at thepcradioshow.com. Richard, the communist regime of the installed dictator, Joe Biden, is aggressively approaching the going back to school thing. Now, in Chicago, it's a big deal because the union there is very much against putting these kids back in school. As I'm reading over here, still empty classrooms all over the place. Here,
just working for a living.
Where I live, the kids are back in school. And that's because an overwhelming majority of the people here in our town made it very clear, no, we want our kids back in school. And our school board was under a lot of pressure to do that. And they did make the right choice and they brought the kids back to school. They do have to wear masks in school all day, which I think is super silly. And the masks do not serve any purpose. They don't. They're not effective. The World Health Organization has said the masking, the lockdowns, the restrictions, the closure mandates, the out of school stuff, it's all BS. They reversed their thing. Now, these were the scientists that the criminal Fauci told us to listen to, right? The guy who basically funded COVID-19 over in this lab in Wuhan, China, he and Barack Hussein Obama, by being big investors over there. It's confirmed. It's all over the place. Mm-hmm. If you don't care to search out the truth, you'll find it. And I've mentioned it here before. We don't need to keep going into that. Fauci's a criminal. He lied. People died. Now he wants you to wear 30 or 40,000 masks, I think. He wants you to stay away from everybody forever and never go back to school and never go back to work. Close down your business. Rely on the tit of the government and don't associate with your friends or family, for God's sakes. Don't do that.
Well, of course not. You know, the other thing, too, that we need to take into account is how effective are the masks when they're wet? Those of us that have these extreme winters like we have here in Minnesota, and you're breathing this moisture into your mask all day, going in and out of the cold weather, do they work when they're wet?
Richard has a moist mask. That is disgusting.
Well, hey.
But the Biden administration is now being questioned and pushed about this. Check this out.
Let me just follow up with you on comments you made yesterday about school reopenings. You said the goal was for more than 50% of schools to have some teaching in person at least one day a week. You said you hoped it would be higher. But why is the administration setting the bar at one day a week? Why not go higher?
Well, certainly we are not planning to celebrate at 100 days if we reach that goal. That is our own effort to make our own, set our own markings, bold and ambitious agenda for how we're going to measure ourselves and progress.
But she's circling back right now.
We certainly hope to build from that even at 100 days. And from there, our objective, the president's objectives, is for all schools to reopen, to stay open, to be open 5 days a week, for kids to be learning. That's what our focus is on. This is simply a goal for 100 days.
100 days, one day a week.
A lot of schools are already doing that. And for working parents, one day a week doesn't help a lot.
That's, again, the bar of where we'd like the majority of schools across the country to be, which they're not at this point in time. And we want to build from there. And it really depends. It differs from school district to school district. Part of the reason that there is funding in the American
Rescue. Excuses, circle lies, back. Lies, circle back. No idea what I'm talking about. One day a week for 100 days, one day a week. We hope to get to 5 days a week. We hope. We're not making any promises here. By the way, the woman that was, it should be noted, for those of you listening on iHeartRadio, the woman, the reporter there, who's pressing Jen Psaki, whatever her name is here, she's a black woman. And I don't think she's thinking the way that black women are supposed to think. We should probably impeach this woman and make sure that she's never able to run for office anywhere because, you know, she's standing up against the regime. And you just don't do that. It's dangerous. And you're not thinking like a black woman should think. Just ask Nancy Pelosi. She'll tell you. This is dangerous rhetoric for her to be asking these questions, holding this regime accountable. Richard, 100 days, one day a week, federally at these places that are bucking the system right now, like Chicago, for example, or any other place where they're not mandating kids to be back in school, 100 more days of kids going to school one day a week. As the reporter pointed out, this isn't, I mean, first of all, this is about families that have jobs, right? I mean, you go to work. Your wife goes to work. I go to work. My wife goes to work. 100 days at one days a week, 4 days a week. We, and not only four, 6 days a week, we have to be with our kids. We don't just leave our kids at home. So six, you do because they're old enough. I can't because they're not. And so for 6 days a week, I cannot go to work. I cannot do this afternoon radio program. I cannot earn a living for my family. I cannot provide for, I can't pay my mortgage, my car payment, my insurance, my cell phone bills, my medical insurance. I'm subject to a mandate and to a big fine if I don't have medical coverage, which I am blessed because my wife is an emergency room nurse, and so we're provided insurance through her through that, and it's really competitive. Thank God for that. But a lot, the majority of Americans are not in that position, and so for 100 days at minimum. Now, how many employers are going to say, "Yeah, no problem, just take 100 days off"? That's fine. You'll have a job here when you come back. But then John Kerry, the big lying jerk with the traitor that he is, you know what he'll tell you? You know, there's more jobs. Just find another job. Don't worry about it. Just there's a lot more jobs out here. So all you guys that were working on the Keystone XL pipeline, just know that it's okay. It's all right that all 40 some thousand of you have lost your jobs. That's fine because John Kerry is here and it'll be okay now.
Well, you know, on top of all of that, nobody's having the conversation about how detrimental this is, not only to our kids, but to our future as a country. The education system is a gradual thing, right? You learn a certain amount of skills in this grade to get to the next grade, Well, for the most part, our kids have been going through the motions and are missing out almost on a whole year of education. I know my kids are. They're sophomores in high school. They've been sitting in front of a computer and an iPad the whole school year with the hopes of hopefully going back to school in April for the last couple months. Okay, so now that our kids are missing out on a whole year of instruction, and then they're going to be expected to go to the next level next year and perform at the level they should, which is not a problem. But the point is that they're not going to have the skills to perform at the 11th grade level. And how does that transfer to the rest of our society? Well, these are the kids and the people that are supposed to be taking care of you and I in 10, 15, 20, 30 years when we're in a walker being pushed by some kid who got to skip some of their education. It is absolutely 150% a tragedy. And our kids are being not given the opportunity to succeed in life. I think that's my opinion about it.
And I don't know how much of an education you need to change my diaper. But here's the point.
it's more courage than anything.
Seriously, you come into this world doing it, you're going to go out of this world doing it. Most of us will. Mm-hmm. But you're right. The future generations are the people that we rely on to take care of us. But more importantly, these are the future. These are the people that are going to be enlisting in our armed services, in our military. These are the people that are going to be running Fortune 500 companies. These are the people that are going to be running for elected office. These are the people who are going to be elected to go to Washington, D.C. To serve in our federal government or in your state, county, local municipalities. These are the people that are going to be elected to be the sheriff of your sheriff's department and run law enforcement agencies. These are the people that are going to be entrepreneurs and are going to be opening businesses, and they're going to only be open one day a week because of their work ethic. They won't have any idea what real customer service or genuine hard work is all about. And so now you're a farmer, you own a farm, and you know you drive a big black Chevy 2500 Silverado or something, you know, one of those big cattle hauler trucks. And now you've got inside joke there. And now you've got the responsibility that you have to hire farmhands. Well, are the farmhands of tomorrow going to have the work ethic as the farmhands of yesteryear?
No, they learned their work ethic from sitting in front of a computer, not able to leave the house. And what makes us as adults, adult Americans, successful, well-contributing people to our society? It's education, of course, but also life experience. The kids aren't getting any life experience either. So how are they going to be able to problem solve? How are they going to be able to put the things that they're supposed to be learning in school into real life situations, solve problems, and become contributing members of this society and keep it thriving like it's supposed to be?
What you just said was actually pretty profound, because, you know, I agree with you, because you don't learn how to do, for example, let's just take law enforcement as an example. You don't learn how to be a cop in a classroom. You learn how to be a cop after you graduate. You know, you're, if they require a 2 or a 4 year degree in your state, you're not getting a better quality of candidates because they have a degree, trust me. And so what happens is you start learning how to be a cop after you get, you know, into an academy, and then you go through your FTO, you go through skills training, you know, all these on the job type, you know, real actual hands-on type law enforcement specific stuff. You don't learn how to be a farmhand in a high school either. This is why a lot of farmhands, and we're just using that as an example again, don't require even a high school diploma. There are a lot of very, very successful people that that never even finished high school that are now incredibly successful entrepreneurs, multimillionaires, influencers all over the world that never even, and so I think what's important here, and what I was saying was what you said was profound, was that, you know, the learning experience and you know, I mean, I'm convinced that I could take my kids and homeschool them and or just set them down in front of National Geographic for a week, and they'll learn more sitting on the couch at home than they will for a week in school. But that's no diss to my educators here, all right? Because I know that that good educators really do work hard, and the good ones should be paid a tremendous amount of money, and they should be paid a whole lot more than what they're getting paid now. And I recognize that only after the biggest scam perpetuated ever on the American people with this fake virus. And so I guess what I'm saying here is, in school, the important thing is structure, accountability, and learning how to learn. Right. You go to school, high school specifically, you're going to have a teacher that's on top of you. Right. Your assignment. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, your assignment is due Wednesday. Right. That's on Monday. On Tuesday, don't forget, you know, that assignment is due tomorrow. Your big project that's due tomorrow. You know, you've had a week and 2 days due to get tomorrow, this thing done. It's due tomorrow. Get it done. This is a big part of your grade. Well, then guess what, Johnny or Susie? When you go on Wednesday and you don't have this thing done and you fail, whose problem is that? Well, it's Johnny and Susie's problem, but you were told many, many times over and over again, and you just didn't do it. It's also a problem at home, because obviously this person, Johnny and Susie, they lack the discipline, and that's a parenting issue, in my opinion. But when you go to college,
it also perpetuates to the next level, because when those of us who decide to go to college and get a secondary education
or go to directly into the workforce, they're not going to be reminding you about when this is. And that's what my whole point was, you know. So in school, K through 12, you're learning how to be responsible for yourself, but you're getting constant reminders on how to do that. And that is what these kids are missing out on right now. So if they do eventually one day go back to school 4 years from now, when Kamala Harris is removed and Donald Trump comes back and defeats her miserably and tries to save what's left of this country after she and George Soros destroy the whole thing, if they do eventually return back to school 4 years from now, and they have the opportunity to learn how to learn, great. But if they don't have that opportunity because they're already a freshman in high school and they're going to be done and they're never going to learn how to learn, well, how successful do you think these people are going to be at Florida State or the University of Minnesota or any school or college where there's the freedom? And so what that all comes back to is the home. So in times like this where Black Lives Matter, progressive radicals like Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, all these people, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, are dedicated to the destruction of the nuclear family. The reason why they are doing that, again, is it goes back to the indoctrination and the dismantling, the decapitation of the critical and independently free-thinking head. It eliminates the resistance to their agenda. because you're not going to know how to fight this because you can't sustain on your own. You're used to somebody telling you what it is that you have to do. So within the nuclear family, it's never been more important than now that mom, dad, you get involved with educating your children, teaching them about self-accountability, responsibility, and how to learn. I'm not the perfect dad. I never will be. I am a very involved father, and I do my best. Every opportunity that I have to be with my kids and teach life lessons, I think, is incredibly important. And as the Biden administration is showing us now, there's never been a more important time than right now to make your number one job your kids. And I'm not saying that you haven't, but now is when it's most important. Until tomorrow at 6 p.m., here's what's up to it. Oh, by the way, tomorrow, Representative Gosar, we will have Philip Stutz, and we will also have Buzz Patterson from California. He's running for governor out there. Here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. Maybe be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it, because we're the ones that's used to it. Remember to fly low and avoid that radar. One day they're going to come for the car, and when they do, save the